the line with us now, Jay. Thank you, Jay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Jay. Richard wanted me to get on the line here, get you the details of our service and answer any questions you have. Now, he's got in the notes here that you're currently with another company that is managing your website and also doing SEO for you, right?
Yes. Yeah,
and how long have you been with this other company?
Well, I was with another company for about a year, and we weren't ever getting ranked very high, and we weren't getting very many appointments or traffic to our website. So I went with another company. We completely started over from scratch, and I think I've been with them maybe about 4 months or so.
About 4 months. And then the website, brightlightrenovations.com, is that something that you had prior to either of those companies, or is it something that one of those companies has built for
you? No, I think we just switched the domain when they rebuilt the website from scratch, and then I actually have another URL that I've purchased. I just need to get it backlinked over and linked to that website as well.
Okay. So 4 months with the most recent company, not seeing the results that you would hope for. Otherwise, I don't think you'd be taking this phone call. Now, when I do a search for your company, and, you know, obviously our job is to get you found for people who don't already know the name of your business and they're looking for, you know, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, etc. But when I do a search for your business, name, address, phone number, basically telling Google, show me everything that you've got for this business, what I see is an 89% listings inaccuracy, meaning for the destination directories and platforms that Google indexes, when someone does a keyword search, what the search engine search for is, of course, relevant content, and the businesses that pop up have more content that reassures Google consistently that they are in the area providing that service. But you've got 89% inaccuracy. Now, some of it is inconsistencies in branding of the business address, mostly. Some of it's Peyton, Colorado, some of it's, you know, the Barrel Drive address specifically in Peyton, others, you know, McLaughlin Road. But mostly what's causing that high inconsistency is the missing content. It looks like there's maybe 60% missing. So out of the almost 70 different directories that Google looks for, you've just got a fraction of them. And if you've been with this other company for 4 months, I would expect that anything they are going to do, they would have already done. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense at all for them to, you know, create directories, you know, haphazardly here and there as time goes by. It should have all been done in the beginning. So I don't know how long you'd have to wait to see any type of kind of blip on the radar of more phone calls and things like that. And it's just SEO, right? You're not doing any paid ads, no, like Google paid ads or Facebook paid ads or local service ads.
No, we've gotten a package from them on what they'd like to do for us, where they do pay-per-click and banners, and they can incorporate and do ads on YouTube and things like that. But we haven't decided to move forward on that.
So we
cover a huge territory.
That's what I'm seeing here. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And I mean, even if you're just keeping it pretty local, the content that you've got would probably, you know, maybe get you placement in your zip code, you know. And I know that's not going to help you. You really would need more directories, destinations, and platforms that consistently talk about your services in your service area and then link back to your website. Although you do have verified listings on Google and Bing, which is great. If someone knows the name of your company and they're looking for you specifically, they'll see those listings, they'll see the website. But of course, you know, the whole point of it all is to have people who don't already know the name of your business find you on their own and call you directly. Now, for your service area, you really need some type of paid ad. I mean, you're not going to get Denver without doing paid ads. Google paid ads are minimum requirement of $300 a month. Facebook paid ads are a minimum requirement of $100 a month. On top of a local campaign that for us, with a discounted rate, you're looking at $199 a month to do the NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website, fix what's inconsistent about what's already out there, and then create the missing content. But again, like I said, that local campaign, even with the right optimization, is really only designed for 20 miles. Beyond that, Google's going to put a business closer to the person doing that search in that same type of search result. But, you know, it is a month-to-month service that we offer. I would say at the very least paid Facebook ads, so you're looking at $2.99. Google ads run at the very top of the page on Google, of course, and, you know, a $300 minimum requirement for ad spend. Have you ever looked into local service ads, Google Guarantee? It's kind of a little bit like the Angie leads or the Home Advisor that you have, where it is a pay per lead, but it's also very different, meaning that you're not paying for the same lead that gets sent and sold to your competitors. You're dealing with one lead goes to one business. Now, of course, you'll get multiple leads, 13 as a minimum per month, but they would go exclusively to you. You only pay for that lead if you actually talk to somebody. Again, that's different than Home Advisor or Angie leads, and you have to talk to them about price and a specific service.
You said there was 13 a month, and what was the price on that?
I'd have to do a real quick search here for that particular vertical in the area. But, yeah, local service ads or Google Guarantee. Part of why it's called Google Guarantee is that Google actually essentially guarantees your work. You know, they'll insure your work for, you know, $2,000. And if I do a search for remodeling or kitchen and bathroom remodeling here for, and it's going to be specific to your zip code, but of course, you know, it's what you'll pay regardless of where the service is covered. And it's all just interior renovation, remodeling, right?
Yeah, we specialize in bathroom. We're the best at, you know, ripping everything out, whether they want to move plumbing or not. You know, it depends if we have to pull permits, what the quality of the materials are. You know, it's just all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, bathrooms are usually about $15,000 to $25,000, and kitchens are anywhere from $35,000 to $80,000. Just depends.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously for the work that you do, you know, one job will easily justify the cost of doing it. You're looking at $41 per lead. 13 leads ends up being $713 as a minimum. You can always add more to it if you end up getting jobs and not needing all of those leads. Whatever is left would roll over into the next month's budget, but that's for local service ads, Google Guarantee.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you guys have some information you can send over, I'd like to do a little bit of research and check
sure.
in with what you mentioned with my my company not showing up on directory, and kind of talk to them about
right.
that and see why that hasn't been done, and then check a look
yeah.
at pricing. And sounds like it may be a little bit more than what we're spending, and I probably wouldn't be wanting to do anything until January, but, you know, I'd definitely take a look at it. I'm just looking to get results for my company and keep everybody fed.
Well, that's true, and that's the important thing. It's the return on your investment. It's the actual results for the investment dollars and the advertising that you're putting out there. So no matter what it is or how cheap it is, I mean, if you're only spending a dollar but it's worth a dime, you're still overspending by 90 cents, so...
Right.
I don't see an email on your website. You do, of course, have that contact form. But what is an actual email address that I can send information out to you?
It's the company name at gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Redlightrenovations@gmail.com. At the end of renovations, gmail.com. Yeah.
All right. So I'll get that information out to you. My contact information will be on there. Of course, you can either give me a call back or simply respond to one of the emails that I send you. And then I'd be happy to
sure.
follow up with you. And when it's appropriate
yeah.
timing for you, when it works out for you, if it's something that you're wanting to do, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have at that time.
All right. Yeah, send it over. Let me take a look, do some research over the
sure
week,
will.
And we'll touch base with you next week.
All right. Sounds good, Jay. I appreciate your time. You take care, and you have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.